Some remarkable new reporting tonight on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's long-running battle with his own staff and top advisors, as well as the country's top military commanders. It comes by the way of the Washington Post. There's the headline, Pentagon plans widespread random polygraphs, NDAs, to staunch leaks. Random testing, and quoting from the report, all military service members, civilian employees, and contract workers within the Office of the Defense Secretary and the Joint Staff, estimated to be more than 5,000 personnel, would be required to sign a non-disclosure agreement that prohibits the release of non-public information without approval or through a defined process. That's according to a draft memo from Deputy Defense Secretary Steve Feinberg. Now, the polygraph plan is laid out in a separate document, also from Feinberg. Again, this is according to the Post. And this builds on earlier CNN reporting that Secretary Hegseth had threatened then-acting Joint Chiefs Chairman Chris Grady with polygraph testing because he believed Admiral Grady was leaking to undermine him. Also, that his office had rolled out a policy earlier this year requiring Pentagon officials across the service to sign non-disclosure agreements before being read in on projects, initiatives, and other work products. And yes, it appears that all of this from us and from the Post was leaked.